Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Syrian president said in a Monday interview with Fox News that Syria would not at this time enter into talks to join the Abraham Accords. But perhaps U.S. President Donald Trump's administration would help in making such negotiations possible. We wanted to understand a little bit more about this delicate dance that hopefully would lead to further peace in the region. Ben-Dror Yomini, author and journalist at Ydiot Ahronot, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. So the progress is obviously very, very significant. A couple of years ago, we wouldn't even have imagined this situation. What does it really look like? What is the realistic situation with regard to the relationship between Israel and Syria?
Hey, good morning. I wish I could be more optimistic like you. I'm not sure that we are... close to any kind of agreement with Syria. It's not going to be so quickly, because for the first time, actually, the new leader of Syria, Ashara, actually spoke about the Israeli occupation of Syrian lands. I mean, for a long time, no one is speaking about the Golan Heights. Let us all remember that actually even President Trump in his first term recognized the Israeli sovereignty mm-hmm. in the Golan Heights. So where are we? What is asking for? What is looking for? Because yesterday it was a kind of not really clear. Is he speaking about the Golan Heights, or does he speak about some other lands that Israel actually took control in order to keep the borders? It's not really clear. But he said something like, well, maybe Trump will do something about it. Maybe yes, maybe not. We are just waiting to see what will be the next move on behalf of President Trump. Yes, it is something which is highly optimistic. The very fact that such negotiations are taking place, and we know about many meetings that were in Paris by the Israeli retiring minister Ron Dermer and the foreign minister of Syria, many meetings took place. Maybe there was any kind of progress. We don't know. Now we are speaking only about a kind of a security agreement, which means a kind of wide version of ceasefire, which will include the Druze, because Israel has an interest because of the Druze community living in Israel. So you know, we have some vectors when we are trying to promote any kind of deal. Of course, we in Israel we hope that it will be achieved, but it's not going to be as easy as we thought a few weeks ago.
Does the fact that Turkey somehow seems to be trying to find their way there as well, does that complicate it in this regard?
Completely. And this is really the most important component in this, conflict of interest, because the interests of Turkey are not the interests of Israel. I mean, they want actually to control somehow Syria, something which Israel does not want. We had enough with Iran controlling Syria. We don't want a new kind of superpower, from the Shia extreme Islamists to the Muslim Brothers, which are actually governing Turkey. So it's not going to be easy. Turkey wants to be involved also in Gaza. Turkey, just to remind us all, is totally involved also in places like Sudan and Somalia and and Libya. So it's not the new Ottoman Empire. It's the new aspirations for an Islamic empire.
Right. We do need to leave it there. Ben Dror Yemini, thank you as always. Author and journalist at Yediot Ahronot.